If you've ever wanted to own any of our collections, now is the time to make that purchase. I can't guarantee that these collections will be available next year. Check out our new program for ownership. Believe it or not, it'll save you a lot of money. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com and you can learn all about it there. That's oldtimeradiodvd.com, and Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah to all, and to all a happy and a prosperous new year.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus.
Give the gift that gives on giving. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com.
A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Read for you by Jim Dale. Preface. I have endeavored in this ghostly little book to rise the ghost of an idea which shall not put my readers out of humor with themselves, with each other, with the season, or with me. May it haunt their house pleasantly, and no one wish to lay it. Their faithful friend and servant, C.D. December 1843.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. And here comes Tom Mix, America's favorite cowboy.
Up, Tommy, come on, boy.
Shredded Ralston for your breakfast. Start the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, light-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom, Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
Winter comes fast and hard in the western states. Yesterday, the sun was bright and hard on the TM Bar Ranch house. Last night, the first few snowflakes began dotting the air. And this gray morning, the snow is beginning to pile up towards the sills of the windows, yellow with their own light. Inside, the owner of the TM Bar, Tom Mix, is carrying a big box of Christmas decorations over to a table near the fireplace. Tom's permanent house guest, Sheriff Mike Shaw, is warming his shoes by the dancing fire, his hands clasped over his ample middle. Tom claps a hand on Mike's shoulder.
Careful there, old partner. You don't want to barbecue those boots in that fireplace.
Well, you never fear, Tom. Those cow hides are just warm and toasty. Sure is nice just sitting here quiet-like for a change, with no worries to rile us, huh?
Mike, I'm afraid there's always worries for a U.S. Marshal like me, and for you, Dobie County Sheriff.
Well, you got something particular on your mind, Tom?
I know Christmas isn't time for it, Mike. Naturally, as her guardian, I want to make things as nice as possible for little Janie. Yet, I've got a feeling, a hunch.
Hey, what is it, Tom? I know those hunches of yours. More than once, you've had a hunch we should take cover just before some rustler's hot lead comes streaking our way.
Well, I can't put my finger on it, Mike. It's just that, well, I got a feeling somewhere between my kerchief and my gun belt that we're going to be busy this Christmas. Mighty busy.
Tom! Tom, I found these jingle bells out in the storage shed. Do you suppose we could get a chance to use them?
Well, it could be, honey.
What? You mean you want Tom and me to decorate prime horse flesh like Tony and Redskin and go prancing down the lane with those bells on?
Oh, no, Mike, of course not. I thought maybe we could get the sleigh out this year.
Well, snow's not been deep enough for that for several years.
Well, it looks like it'll get deep enough for the sleigh this year, Mike. We'll have to think about that a little bit later, Janie. Right now, I was just fixing to put up our decoration.
Can I help, Tom?
Sure you can, Janie.
Hey, what's that out there in the porch?
It's a rider. Somebody's ridden a horse right up on the front porch of the ranch house. Naturally, we couldn't hear him coming through the snow. Oh, there at the door. Janie, open the door, please.
Oh, of course, Tom.
You think this could be the trouble you were expecting, Tom?
Well, we're about to find out.
Oh, Tom, Tom, make thank the Lord you're here.
Why, it's Martha Nordling. Martha, what can we do for you? Jane, bring Martha over here by the fire.
Oh, come on, Martha. Get
Tom, it sure looks like your hunch was another bullseye.
Yeah, looks like it, Mike. It sure does. Martha, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, Tom, there's no time for that. It's Pete, my little boy, Pete. He's lost, Tom. He's somewhere out in all this snow and wind. Lost and alone.
Now there. You feeling better, Martha? Now, you must tell me about it. Calmly and slowly. Now, for the sake of your boy, Martha, you must.
I understand, Tom. I can do what has to be done. I walked 20 miles when the horse went lame some years ago. I fought off a mountain panther with my broom. But that was me. This is Pete.
Calmly, slowly, Martha.
Yes. Yes, I must. For Pete. Tom, you know how much Pete admires you, looks up to you. He thinks the sun rises and sets on Tom Mix.
Well, Pete's in my straight shooters club in Dobie. We're partners.
Yes, you would look at it that way. He's just the same as the other boys to you. Just as good as any. But everybody isn't like you, Tom. You're a good man. But others can be mean, petty. Others don't like Pete because his father went to prison. In fact, they hate him. My little boy.
Well, I find it hard to believe anybody could hate a fine young man like Pete. Well, he certainly isn't responsible for anything that Ed Norling done. But if there are such people, what does this have to do with Pete being missing?
Oh, it's all mixed up together. I was going to buy a new horse for Pete for his Christmas present. I was going to buy it from that new trainer in town, Sam Watkins.
Yeah.
Pete picked out a young sorrel. Looked like your Tony, Tom, a bit. I arranged for payments. It was all set. Then people told Sam Watkins about my husband going to prison. Then he said our credit was no good. He wouldn't sell me the horse on time.
Well, we'll see if my money is good enough for Mr. Watkins. You can pay me back when you can, Martha.
Yes, Pete said you would say that. That's what he said in the note. He was coming over here to the TM bar to see you, to get you to talk to Watkins. He wouldn't take my horse. He went on foot through this snowstorm.
Thunderation, Tom. If he's out in this storm...
Yes, Mike, I know. Martha, you must have tried to follow him.
Oh, I did, Tom. I followed his footprints as far as the stand of cottonwoods between our places. But the snow got deeper. The footprints, they disappeared. I could only make out the lights of your ranch house.
And now the snow is swirling even harder. Well, we've talked enough. I'm going out after him, Martha.
Oh, bless you, Tom.
Oh, Tom, you can't go on foot. The two of you would just get lost.
Yeah, Tom. And no horse could get through drifts this here deep.
Well, one horse can, Tony can. He took me through Devil's Pass a few years back when the snow was this bad. Or nearly so.
Oh, no, Tom, it's worse than that time. Much worse. You can't go. Not even Tony can make it.
Jane, listen to me. We can't just leave Pete out there in the storm. Not when he was counting on me. No man could do that. Or, regardless of age, no straight shooter could do that. I've always taught you that it isn't just what we do for ourselves that counts. It's what we do for each other. Now, that's what I mean by being a straight shooter. And if Tony could know what's at stake, don't you think he would want us to try?
You're right, Tom. You and Tony must find Pete. And I know you'll do it. If anybody on earth can do it, you and Tony will.
All right, Tony. Come on, Tony boy. Come on, son. We're almost at the stand of those cottonwoods. Yeah. All right, a little more, Pete. Pete's a smart boy. He'll seek shelter. Try to build a fire. Not likely could start a fire in this wind, though. Sure is cold. Snow's like little ice daggers biting into your face. Well, can't find that now. Come on, son, a little more. Come on, Tony. Up a little more. Keep going. Oh, easy, easy. Steady, Tony, steady. Yeah, we kind of hit a D-spot that time. Yeah, we're okay now. Not much use shouting into this wind for Pete. He might hear gunshots and recognize the signals. I'll try a few shots into the air. That's the standard signal in these parts for the use of rescue parties. Pete knows that. Tony, there he is, coming toward us. But slow. Mighty slow. Let's get over there to him. Come on, Tony. Come on, boy. Up. Come on, Tony. Pete! It's Tom Mix. Here I am. A little more, Tony. Come on. Come on. Wait a minute. I've got you, Pete. I've got you. I got you. He's passed out, Tony. No wonder I got him just as he started to keel over. Got to get him up on the saddle in front of me. Now, a little more. Now. Now, it's up to you, Tony. You got the hard part. You got to get Pete and me back to the ranch house. But where is it, Tony? Oh, turn around. I'm lost. Well, I never thought it would happen to me. Tom Mix lost. Well, pride goeth before a fall. I read in books how even old-timers like Jim Bridger and Kit Carson could get lost at times. So I guess I'm no different. Well, gotta go in some direction. Can't stand still. What's your feelings in this matter, Tony? You want to try that way? Okay, son. Okay, we'll go your way. Can't tell but the direction of the wind. Seems to come from everywhere it wants. Oh, my ears are ringing. Eyes are all blurred with snow. I gotta hold on to Pete. Gotta hold on to the saddle horn. Gotta hold on. Hearing things now. Funny things. Starting to imagine things now. Starting to imagine. No, by heaven, I'm not imagining it. It's jingle bells. It must be Mike and Jane back at the ranch house ringing the jingle bells to lead us in, Tony. The sound of bells carries even through this wind. What's that? What's a star? A star brighter than the rest of them. It's our Christmas tree star up on the roof, on the chimney. We can follow the bells and follow the star. We'll bring Pete home, Tony. We'll be home.
Sleeping quietly, Tom. Doc Green said he should just rest. Then he'd be fine. Just fine. Oh, how can I thank you, Tom?
Don't thank me, Martha. Thank Tony. Thank Jane and Mike for thinking of using the jingle bells and the Christmas star to lead us in.
Well, it was Jane who thought of the jingle bells, Tom.
Oh, but it was Mike who thought of climbing up on that iced roof to put up the Christmas star to lead you, Tom.
Well, thanks to both of you. Thoughtfulness and consideration for others is something we should all be thinking about this time of year. And all year. Something I'm going to talk about to Sam Watkins and certain other people in Dobie. Maybe even those folks can come to see the light.
Once again, we say goodbye to the TM Bar Ranch. Tom Mix was played by Curly Bradley, Sheriff Mike Shaw by Tyler McVeigh, Jane by Rhoda Williams, and Martha by Viola Vaughn. The script was by Jim Harmon, Marvin Miller speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Moving on.